Now, there are many reasons why women are more vulnerable, because in many societies still women even have less access to education, so they are less educated, less socially capable of responding. In many situations, they are physically already weak because there is situation that malnutrition is, for example, a normal condition in the particular country. So there are already weaknesses which are inbuilt in the particular societies due to particular circumstances, which just become much more profound in crisis. So in crisis, you just get knocked, and everybody around you expects you to act, expects you to help, expects everybody comes to cry on your shoulder, so to say. So women have traditionally these roles, and they are themselves unable to provide that. So it actually stresses women so much that they develop a lot of mental implications, mental conditions for that. Women get depressed, they get so stressed, and that there is nobody to look after that and after their needs. So once they become dysfunctional in a normal way, all the systems which are centered around women, and we know they are, families, everything, they become also affected significantly. So that's why looking at the needs of women is very, very particular thing.
How do resilient healthcare programs help women in the face of climate-related threats?
Resilient health systems at large is like a skeleton of anything we do. It's like a bread and butter which you must have in place in order to do any specific interventions that are required to protect women, help women to cope with crisis, or do any other programmatic interventions. What it means is that when the crisis hits, we know that women are affected, we know that children are affected more, we know that other groups are affected differently. But if you have very weak system, when crisis hits, even that weak system stops functioning, then you are not capable of addressing special needs. Now, climate change can bring all sorts of implications on health. We have spoken about climate change effects like viruses, diseases outbreaks are coming, there are droughts, there are floods, and all these bring their own specific problems. So people stop having access to safe water, people stop having access to sanitation, people suddenly see proliferation of changed and mutated infection carriers like vectors, like malaria can come up. So there can be many effects of the crisis in which women carry a role of protecting their families, protecting their children. So they live alone that they can be pregnant, they can have their own problems with that related. So why is health system important to be there, and a strong health system, so that when the specific need comes, system can reorganize itself, adjust itself, and then reprogram its service provision to the current and immediate needs of the women.
How do we empower women to take part in this process and to take control of their own health?
I think certainly empowerment, societies are already taking care of those things. I think at global level, the global policies, global commitments, engaging leaders, especially of those countries where the gender issues are particularly profound, is a very important way. So unless we deal with that at a political level, so that we get countries' leadership committed to address these issues by being involved, by understanding the problem, by being convinced on the basis of disaggregated numbers and data about their own concrete environment, not general about the world, but about their country, about their city, what the problem is, how big the problem is, what are the implications of it. We will not be able to move this agenda forward. So you need a highest level leadership and commitment to that. Secondly, you need to organize the systems in such a way that women get opportunities to participate proactively into various programs, etc. So you have to have a place where they can go and be engaged in what they want to do. But you also need to deal with the society's culture. You need to deal with the history of the country. You need to understand why there are problems and how they can be resolved. Just bringing proper legislation in the country, which is pro-equity, is not going to resolve the problem alone, because the problems will continue in domestic violence, in homes, in schools, in the smaller community settings. So for that, you need to get men on board, of course. You need to get boys on board. You have to educate them. You have to expose them. You have to engage them. You have to make them understand.